This is KCUR. I'm Jenny Witte. In late spring, cyclists from around the U.S. and beyond flocked to Missouri to ride the longest continuous bike trail in the country. The Katy Trail has created a big economic boost, especially in rural areas, and supporters say that a newly approved trail will bring more cyclist dollars to even more parts of the state. When it's completed, this new trail will create a loop that will be among the longest bike trails in the world. But as Alex Smith reports for KCUR's Heartland Health Monitor, a glut of lawsuits may lead to a much higher overall cost for the new trail than its predecessor.
For many of the touring cyclists who ride Missouri's 240-mile Katy Trail, a trip across the state includes a stay at Doug Rendleman's.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. Sleep all night and I work all day.
Rendleman opened one of the very first B&Bs along the trail, which stretches from St. Louis almost all the way to Kansas City. He says nights at his place often end in a campfire sing-along accompanied by his bass fiddle.
Monty Python, anything from Monty Python, everybody loves. That just goes over great.
Rendleman's bed and breakfast is in a quiet stretch of the Missouri River Valley and is part of a long network of businesses catering to cyclists that has grown up along the Katy Trail over the past couple of decades. Advocates say the trail now generates more than $18 million in tourist spending every year. Rendleman says that's made a huge difference in remote parts of the state like his, far from the interstate or cities.
If it weren't for that money, the towns wouldn't be here, period. There's nothing else to draw anybody.
The Katy Trail was a project of the Rails to Trails Conservancy, which converts abandoned railways into bike trails. At a cost of $6 million, the Katy and similar trails seem to provide a great return on investment. And advocates say the same thing will happen in southern Missouri, where the conversion of the old Rock Island Line will complete a more than 400-mile statewide loop. People have been talking about this for a long time, and the federal government finally approved the conversion earlier this year. But not everyone welcomes a new trail.
I just got 100 acres here, 3/4 of a mile of track.
Driving his pickup down a pair of thin, muddy tracks in the northern Ozarks, farmer Rodney Lubring shows where the abandoned Rock Island Railroad line cuts his alfalfa field in half.
If the trail comes through, we'll probably fence it out and start putting cattle down here because I don't want to take the risk.
Lubring may not like the bike trail coming through, but there's not much he can do about it. In 1990, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the federal law that allows railways to be converted to recreational trails. The law applies even where the land is privately owned and the railroad only acquired an easement. Since he can't stop the trail, Lubring and hundreds of other Missouri landowners have hired this guy.
I am Thor Hearn, and I'm a partner in the Errant Fox law firm.
Earlier this year, Mark Thor Hearn filed a lawsuit seeking compensation on behalf of hundreds of landowners from the federal government for the Rock Island Trail project. And he's not just doing this in Missouri.
Florida, Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, Kentucky.
Hearn has been
Georgia,
arguing these kinds of cases for nearly 20 years, but he says a Supreme Court decision in 2014, Brand versus United States, has made his job a lot easier. The court affirmed what he's been arguing all along.
When the government changes the use of an easement or creates a new easement for public use across somebody's property, they must justly compensate them.
And he now represents around 3,000 landowners nationwide who are demanding compensation.
That's an issue between the Justice Department and the landowners.
Eric Oberg heads the Rails to Trails Conservancy Midwest office. Some legal experts have speculated that all of these cases could cost the federal government hundreds of millions of dollars, which would make the overall price tag of the Rails to Trails projects skyrocket. But Oberg insists this won't affect the trails or the program.
The payout for any takings losses in the courts, that doesn't affect the funding of development of the trail. All it does is hurt the federal treasury and reward frivolous lawsuits, frankly.
While some along the Rock Island line see the new trail as invasive, others see it as an opportunity for their town. For Alan Voss, that can't come soon enough.
Well, it's been a little frustrating. We were hoping that there would have been more progress by now.
Let's see if we can air the tire.
2 years ago, Voss opened the Newtown Bicycle and Coffee Shop in Pleasant Hill, a former railroad boomtown just southeast of Kansas City. The Katy Trail currently ends east of here, but Voss says he set up shop anticipating the new trail would eventually pass through on its way to Kansas City. He knows the new conversion will be expensive, but as he sees it, the neglected tracks that once made this town prosper are now once again a source of hope.
Now the bike trail is being built on those rails and also will be bringing revitalization.
In the meantime, cyclists and business owners looking for an economic shot in the arm probably shouldn't hold their breath. Rails to Trails organizers say that completing the new trail may take not years, but decades. Alex Smith, Heartland Health Monitor.